You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing through your heart, filling every part of our praise. Your presence in this place, your glory on our face, looking to the sky, descending like a cloud. You're standing with us now, Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part, flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Hallelujah, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be seated if you'd like.
Let's try.
Your will be done here as evidence is all around that the Spirit of the Lord is here. A miracle can happen now, for the Spirit of the Lord is here.
Overflow in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We worship your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If the ushers could come. If you want to just give unto, after they pray over the offering, if you want to just give unto the Lord and then greet each other. Go ahead, and Brother Mike.
Ain't no rock gonna take my place.
worship you.
Seated. Children's Ministry Department has put on a, they've put together, and we're about to put on, if you will, a slide presentation. Many thanks, Sister Deanna Kellum and Sister Rachel Wallace, for putting this together. And just a few moments, you will see it displayed on the screen, so just give them a few moments to pull it up. Sit back, relax, and enjoy a little celebration of the mothers here at FAC.
First off, if you are a teacher, I would like you to stand. If you are a teacher or an assistant, I would like you to stand. Can we give these ladies a hand clap? They pour into our children week after week. They study, they take time to pour into our children. And we, last week was Teacher Appreciation Week. I don't know why they do that to me. Teacher Appreciation Week, Mother's Day, it's like so much at one time. Like, can you space it out a little bit, because I can't really keep up with it. But we appreciate you and you mothers. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. So while I get to my place, it would have been smart to start, you know, bringing up my notes, but I wasn't doing that. I'm working on this thing called being present, and I'm not always present. I'm always constantly in my head thinking of what needs to happen next, and sometimes that can really mess you up. So a couple of weeks ago, I was listening to my husband speak on the scripture about the Lord loving a cheerful giver, and he brought it out in a very different way that I had ever heard it, and it was wonderful. But I was also, it started making me think about me as a mom and being a cheerful giver. So there are some days that the rewards are really evident. There are some days that, like yesterday, my Landon goes, "I love you to death, Mom." And it puts a smile on my face. And the little hand-picked flowers, sometimes the weeds, the colored pictures and the sweet little cards, those are the days that I love. And those are the days that it makes easy giving to them, and pouring yourself out, being selfless. Those are those days. And I'm sure for some of you who have passed my season of motherhood, you've been there. But some of those teenagers, as I can imagine, and I was one not that long ago, that you finally get that thank you, Mom, or maybe that room cleaned that you didn't have to be a drill sergeant about that day. And then those, or you maybe have grown kids, and sometimes you get lonely, but there's those days they visit you. Those days they make it known that they're thinking of you. Those days are easy. Those days make it worth it. Those days I can breathe a little easier. But then there are those other days. So I saw a clip on Facebook about this mom. I think actually maybe it was Krista, that Jenna's mother, that tagged me in it and said she reminds me of you, which I'm like, oh boy. She's hiding out in the bathroom eating a Twizzler. She just needed a break. I can't imagine, I think it was three triplet little girls, but she was in the bathroom. Have you been there? Has anyone else, or is it just me? Because I have hid in a closet. I've had a conversation in the bathtub before on the phone. I needed to get out. Like, there was just chaos, and I needed a second. I'm not a Twizzler girl. I'm a chocolate girl. But seriously, and then she shows underneath the door these kids, the little girl, and as sweet as she could be, she says, hi. And she's like, see, they're always there. They never go away. And it's true. And I know my mom's phone still rings, you know, five times a day with us kids. We are all very close to her. And so that job never ends. And so there are those other days, you know, those days that some of us have worked 8.5 hours, 9 hours, even more, some of you, and you get home to load the dishwasher only to find a whole pile of dishes left so kindly for you in the sink again to reload in the third load of laundry, and you're exhausted. You know, 10:30 at night, you're just bone tired. Or maybe you're so worried about your teenager and what they're going through, and you know, are they on the right path? Did I do it right? Their marriage, and their just all these different things that mothers, it's, you don't stop, you still worry. That tightness, and I can tell you, that tightness, that worrying. And the Bible says to be anxious and nothing, but in prayer and supplication. And so many times we forget that. We forget that scripture. And sometimes it seems, you know, the wash, the rinse, the repeat, same thing. Sometimes it seems like I'm going to be swallowed by this wave that I'm overwhelming to-do lists and things that you need to do, things that need to get done, housework, this, you just feel like it's going to swallow you whole. Have you been there? I've been there. So, and then all of a sudden there's a God moment. My daughter, she is something, let me tell you. That child of mine, she knows how to humble you. She is sassy, but as sassy as she is so sweet. And she'll say, she said to me not too long ago, she says, moms have so much to do. She's like, I feel like you do more for us than we do for you. Is there anything I can help you with? I'm like, oh yeah, let me give you a list. And so those are the moments that my heart swells and it overflows, the moment I'm flooded with gratitude to have the privilege to raise these sweet, sometimes extremely difficult, tiny little souls. And so oftentimes I don't have a good attitude. I'm real. Like I say probably more than I should. And I just had a bad attitude because I just found out I had to do one more thing. And I'm like, I can't do it anymore. I'm like freaking out already. I'm going to throw up over everything. And so sometimes I don't have a good attitude when I serve my family. And I know I'm not alone. We're women. We're human. We don't always have a good attitude when we serve our family. Oftentimes, and lately I've named myself Cruella DeVille more than I am Ruth. And then I'm humbled and I'm reminded of my calling, this calling of motherhood. It's the human condition to become wrapped up in their own little world, stuck in your own head. You know, you sit down and you don't really rest. You actually have all these checklists and to-do things and things that you're thinking of. You're not shutting your brain off. And when you go to pray, sometimes that's when you're, oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to do that. You know, you have all these checklists in your head. And so, you know, we become so focused on getting things done and set for tomorrow that we're really never living in the present. How many feel that way? And sometimes there's other people that are so focused on the past and what they should have, would have, could have done or used to be that they're forfeiting their future. So it's so difficult to live in the present. There's, you know, I have this issue. You would not know it by my purse because for some reason my purse does not matter to me. It's, I would be embarrassed for any of you to look at it. My husband shakes his head every time. But my house, I like it to be a certain way. Even an out of place, you can ask Jenna, an out of place pillow bothers me. Like it's weird. It's an issue of perfection and the laundry's folded a certain way. And so when things are undone, I'm undone. And that means I'm undone a lot. I have three kids. Things are undone a lot. So I am undone a lot. And see, there's only 24 hours in the day. And so often I'm so busy being a Martha that I forget to be Mary, competing with my own self. I mean, who am I trying to prove that I can handle all this and I can juggle all this? It's myself. I'm competing and racing against myself and my own pride. And so sometimes I am hustling so much that all I hear are my own footsteps pounding on the pavement. I found myself drained and hollow and empty. And I know I'm not alone. I am a part of a mom's group, and we all, it's the same story, different address. We've all been there. You moms, you older moms who you're in a different stage of worry. You're in a different stage, but it's hard. I tell my mom all that the time. You never told me it was this hard. It is hard. It is day in and day out of selflessness, giving. And so it isn't until now that I understand. My pastor's wife wrote on the very first baby shower invitation or advice cards that, you know, those little advice cards that they give you. She wrote, Shannon, there will always be dishes. There will always be laundry, but you will never get back today. And I'm like, sure, you know, but they need clothes, you know, sure, but they, you know. So, and now I'm understanding what she meant by that. And God has been really dealing with me lately on this in the past few weeks, so much so that I'm reading y'all. It deserves a y'all. I'm reading. If you know me, I don't really read. I mean, my husband reads amazing books, and I have him tell me about them. And I think it's amazing, and I have these visions of myself, like, in the chair by the fire reading. and loving it and sipping on my green tea, and I am just like in heaven over it, but I don't really read. So it's a big deal. I'm searching for these books and these good things to pour into me. And so I've been partially blind to this condition of mine, of not living in the present, always worrying about tomorrow. And so, sure, you know, I prayed, I read, I did all these things. I even had a game night with the kids, but most of the time it's a checklist. You know, prayed, check, this, check, check. And so it becomes, you're not really dwelling in his presence. You're not really living even presently in your prayer. So I'm reading. I'm purposely going on walks now with the kids, like not with my phone, not with, you know, okay, I can do check this while we're walking, or I'm trying to live more purposefully and be in the present. And the Bible says he will give you rest, and he has. So what Kinsley's question has led me to is, you know, the book is called Present Over Perfect, and it talks about exactly what I'm saying today. You know, it is with the hustle of life and how it is so easy to get lost in what society deems good and society makes the perfect mom to be, but it's exhausting. It is so exhausting trying to live to that. And so I thought to myself, Lord, you do so much for me, more than I have ever or could ever do for you. So it's time that we chill out, read a book maybe, or whatever you like to do that's relaxing. Really be present. And God, what can I do for you? You've done so much for me. You've done more than I could ever do. Be like a little child. And what can I do for you? So I don't really have much else. I was really dreading this. But I'm going to ask all the mothers to stand. And I'm going to have the kids come. And I will tell you another little story about my stress. I had ordered something a week ago and three times on the phone with Amazon. I found out Saturday, even though I was assured I was like top priority, that they were not coming. So yesterday I was out finding something. I had it all worked out. And so here I am. I'm going to have the kids. If the kids can come up. And we are going, I know we normally have you guys come up here, but I'm going to have the kids bring you them. And I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all of you. I hope that you have a wonderful, relaxing day. Try to not be in checklist for tomorrow, but really live in the present, make a memory, and be in the moment.
Want to make sure all the moms have one. If you're a mom, you don't have an umbrella yet, why don't you slip up your hand and make sure, flag down one of these kiddos. Kids, if you have extras, you can bring it back up and put them in the basket. There we go. Let's give the moms a round of applause, shall we? One final thing before we allow you to go. Sister D. Kellum has a presentation she would like to make, and ask her to come at this time.
We'll ask the mother of the church to come back up again. I'm just going to read something because I thought, oh boy, I'm going to write something about her, but everything would be literally just about me and her. And I was like, you know, and I went online and I was trying to look of how to honor the mother of the church. And and stuff like that. And things kept coming up about the pastor's wife. And I saw this poem, and it was so perfect. If I cry, I'm sorry. It's perfect, though. It takes a special person to be a pastor's wife, for it is not an easy task or a simple way of life. The phone rings at dinner time. Vacations, they are few. With so many needs in our church, there's always stuff to do. When people need a helping hand, on you they can depend, for you always try to do your best to be a faithful friend. So keep these words in a special place so you will always know you are a special gift from God who is appreciated so. It is so true. It is. She really deserves it. I've had pastors' wives and stuff like that, and they all have a hard task. They really do, and I can honestly say that I would put you at the very top of my list. I've had them to where, some they don't do much. They just come to church, and they sit on the pew, and they might be that supportive role behind the scenes, but you're not just the supportive role behind the scenes. You do so much for our church. When we were wanting decorations for my in-laws' party, and I'm not a decorator, all I said was I needed some ideas I didn't expect you to do. Your family was coming in from Florida. I mean, and I'm not talking just your mom and dad. Your family was coming in. And you came and you did, and I see you do that all the time. It's like no matter what the event is and no matter what you have on your plate, you never say no. You really need to learn a lot from boundaries. I think he'll be ending that this Wednesday night, so please be sure to be here and take something away from it. But I will appreciate. I will say, and I know many of us can say, we truly appreciate that you're just so selfless. You never say no, and you always do. And I'm so sorry if we're ever just horrible to you, but we try to do our best as well, and I think it's funny that when you get stressed out that you usually giggle. That is just wonderful, and so I appreciate that, but I do know sometimes you giggle, and it was after I said something, I thought, oh boy, just put her over the edge. And so I apologize, and I just want to say that we all love you.
We honor you, mothers. Thank you, Sister Kellum. Thank you, baby, for all you do. I mean that. Let's pray, and then we'll allow you to go. Lord Jesus, we love you. God, we thank you for this wonderful day. God, it's right that we would set aside time to celebrate our mothers. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity, God, to have life, God, given to us by those that chose to be sacrificial in their love. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. We honor you, God, for your goodness. Go with us from this day as we have an opportunity to spend time with family and friends. God, be a comfort to those who maybe do not have their mothers around, God. Lord, let them remember good thoughts, God, fond memories, God. For those of us that do, Lord, let us do our part, acknowledging the greatness of our mothers. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. We honor you in your precious name. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said amen. God bless you. You may go in the precious name of Jesus Christ.